Ladies and gentlemen, we want to say thank you for joining us to be able to listen to this brand new episode, brand new show of Fuel Pasión Podcast, which is part of our series, Bienvenido a Israel, part numero cuatro, four, for all my English listeners. I'm very excited because today we have part of our last installment under the faith pillar. We have a very unique guest. His name, Sammy Lopez. And as always, I always want to bring you guys a little bit of Israel. And although a lot of these are videos, I've went ahead and extracted the audio. With that being said, I want to just give you guys a heads up. This audio clip that you're going to hear is Pastor Sammy Lopez. And in the audio clip, we are at the southern steps of the old city of Jerusalem, which, if you know where I'm talking about, at the southern steps of Israel, you oversee the city of David. So take a listen, enjoy the show, and thank you so much for joining us. Check it out.
I'm going to come just piggyback what you all mentioned. These steps are made of limestone. So the cool thing about limestone, like if it gets hot, you can sit on limestone and it won't be hot, right? But the other thing about limestone is it's slippery. And so the last thing that you would want to do is run up there, especially when it's raining. Now consider this. So here comes Solomon. He writes something. Ecclesiastes 5. Guard your steps as you go to the house of God, and draw near to listen rather than to offer a sacrifice of bulls. So think about what he's saying. This is just a picture. Just a picture for you. That it's as if he knew, look, when you're walking up these steps, don't run. Pay attention to where you're walking. And guard your steps as you go to the temple. In other words, focus on what you're about ready to do. Now, how do we apply that in our lives now? We're all pastors, we're all ministers. How many times in our lives do we rush to church on Sunday morning? Not paying attention to what we gotta do, because if we have a job to do, we gotta make sure we open up the doors, or make sure that we're there. Maybe copies are being made. What was that?
Maybe someone waiting at the entrance for you.
Yeah, maybe someone waiting at the entrance for you. Mm. And all of a sudden we go in there not even thinking. In other words, we're rushing up the stairs. So let's consider this when we go back to church on Sunday morning. That is, man, look, guard your steps as you go to the house of God. Prepare your heart, prepare
Love
yourself,
it,
and let God just continue to bless and pop to your life. Amen?
Man.
Guard your steps. I think that for many of my listeners that maybe not follow God or believe in God, I think it's a really, really good advice to be able to understand that sometimes in life, let it be in work, in our relationships, in things that we are as creators for those artists and musicians, we just want to go through the motions and just get it over with and done. But I think this is a great introduction to be able to say, let's slow down. And we appreciate you listening to today's episode. And I hope that this gives you insight to understand the journeyman that Pastor Sammy Lopez is. So my name is Noan El Boricua. Welcome to Fuel Pasión Podcast, where we believe in constantly giving you the tools and the fuel in all around cultura, faith, and conexiones. Super excited. Really quick, I just want to say a big thank you to Israel Collective and also for Kufi, which you'll get some more information in today's interview. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, ya tú sabes que nosotros aquí siempre nos encanta la música. So ladies and gentlemen, in 3, 2, let's go.
Hello.
Pastor Sammy Lopez, how are you?
My man, no, I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I am doing amazing, man. One, I'm super honored to just be able to hear your voice again. I know that, you know, social media, we always, text. Well, not text. We comment or like and all that, share each other's stuff. So it's better to always go old school with a via phone call to be able to hear your voice. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, bro. Well, man, the honor is mine. Great hearing your voice, and we need to get together soon, bro. This has been too long.
No, I agree. Well, I mean, technically, you were in California, but I know that was for your daughter, I think, when she was getting married, or I think it was like a family trip, right?
Yeah, matter of fact, it was a year ago. It was a year ago, literally, yesterday.
It's been that fast.
So a year ago yesterday, she was engaged. Now she's married. So like a year later, now she's married. So yeah, it's been pretty cool what God's done there with my daughter. And my new son-in-law, who is actually also a Israel Collective alumni guy. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. So nice. It's been a year so far. Yeah.
All right. Well, with that being said, for our audience that is tuning in, I would love for you to just give an introduction of, you know, of who you are, where you're from, of course, representing where you're, you know, at right now. And more importantly, kind of like the work that you're currently doing now, you know, as a professional, as a pastor.
Yeah. So again, I'm in San Antonio, Texas. Matter of fact, I've been in San Antonio for about 10 years and I've been a pastor, bro, for about 25 of the 29 years in ministry. And So it's been a blessing, man, you know, just doing what God has called us to do. You know, nothing is more for the feeling of blessed, right? Being blessed, nothing more exciting than to be literally smack dab in the will of God.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, amen. You know, for 29 years, man, been preaching and 25 of it been a pastor. And so I've been here in San Antonio for about 10 years. I pastor the Mighty Fortress Church.
Nice.
Here in the area, and married, and I've been married for 26 years. Have a daughter who is 25, and so and along with that, along with being a pastor, I'm also a national speaker with an organization called I Am Second. I don't know if you ever heard of I Am Second.
Oh yeah, but, actually I have. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I've been with I Am Second for about 10 years as well, and I've been traveling with them for a while. And so being a pastor and a husband and a father and a speaker with I Am Second, and of course also I'm a coordinator for the Israel Collective. It keeps me busy, bro. It keeps us busy.
I can only imagine, man. That's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, man, that is a lot. That would keep anybody busy if you really think about it. And I think the reason why I'm really excited to have you on for our listeners is, as you know, we've been doing, you know, this is my first season in doing this podcast called Fuel Pasión, and I believe that many of the things and tools that I consider fuel in order to get you to where you want in the passions that God has given you is really understanding the cultura, understanding faith and connections. And we've had the opportunity to kind of talk about the cultura of Israel with the food, which for me, I fell in love with the hummus. That was like my biggest takeaway from Israel from a food perspective.
Absolutely.
And just like various other things. I even shared about like, you know, Sabbath, you know, like how that is so important to Israel. But even the challenge that you guys gave us as Israel Collective to practice, you know, the Sabbath. And the other thing that I really enjoyed is that we recently had one of your colleagues, Raj, from Israel Collective.
Yes, to be able to kind of
set us up biblically from a faith pillar. So I'm really excited to let everyone know that Pastor Sammy is really going to share the second part of the faith pillar, which would be really our final before we continue to finish out the series. And I'm really excited because I know for you, prior to jumping on the team, right, co-leading in the Israel Collective, you actually technically were an alumni, correct?
Yes. Yes. Matter of fact, I was an alumni first invited. And of course, I think I feel like everybody else when they were invited, it was almost like it was too good to be true to be invited to go to Israel.
Oh, true. And, so 100%.
Yes, bro. So I was an alumni. Yes, that's correct. I was alumni before I even became an employee, if you will, or on staff with these guys. Matter of fact, I remember specifically, bro, that when I was invited, they were inviting these influencers and these leaders. And so, first of all, I'm honored that they would even consider me as a leader. And they invited me out there to go. And this was actually, I believe, their fifth trip in or the fourth trip in. And so when they invited me, they said, hey, man, would you go to Israel? And it was like, well, yeah, I'd love to go to Israel. And how much does it cost? And when they said, like, no, just bring yourself. I thought, dude, I said, first of all, number one, no one just brings yourself. Like, they're going to take us to some camp out there and mess us up, right? Or they're going to, right? Come on, man. I'm Latino, bro. So, man, when
I feel you,
someone
bro.
Gives you free, bro.
It's no, too good to no, be true. No, yeah. Bro. Yeah, there's
when
a catch. There's always a catch.
For free. Yes, dude. Like, there's a catch. Like, they're going to sell me some property or they want me to work on the yard or whatever it is that they want me to do, man. I'm thinking to myself, dude, I'm not going to go to Israel, bro. I mean, who does this? I remember, dude, the night before I was going to fly out, I was going to call and say, I'm not going. I said, I just can't do this. I don't know if I trust this. Yeah, bro. I was like, I don't even know if I trust this. I feel weird and I'm going to the Middle East. I don't know anyone on this trip. You know, do I trust them? Like, you know, and my wife said, Sammy, if you don't go, you're going to kick yourself. you're going to hate it. Okay, I'll go. So I showed up, man. And, I got to share this with you though, man, because the first time I was going, you know, again, transparent moment,
yeah.
Dude, I was like in depression. I had about a depression, dude.
Really?
And, so I was in depression before I went to Israel. So I didn't want to go. I was afraid to get on a plane. Mm. I had a lot of anxiety. I had depression, dude. And I was afraid to get on the plane, dude, but I went. And I remember, man, when we landed in Israel, it just so happened we landed in the afternoon and we went straight to Tiberias. And it was about 4:30 in the afternoon. And I remember this specifically, bro. Our hotel overlooked the Sea of Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I said, dude, that's the Sea of Galilee. We're not having dinner until 7 o'clock. It's like, I got to go see the Sea of Galilee. So I just put my stuff in my room, walked outside, go to the Sea of Galilee, brought my phone out, and just I'm on the edge of the stones of the water, hearing the water come in, and I'm thinking to myself, dude, I'm right here. I'm right where God walked on the water of this place. So I opened up my phone to my Bible app, and I read in Mark where the Bible says, and Jesus walked on the side of the Sea of Galilee, and he stopped and prayed. Bro, I had this moment where I could not explain it, and I said, God, I'm in depression, and I'm standing right here on the water in which you walked on. Bro, it was as if the Holy Spirit said, Sammy, go in the water. Bro, I took my shoes off. Dude, I was in my jeans.
Yeah.
I walked in the water, bro, and I baptized myself.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I got back up out of the Sea of Galilee, and I said, Jesus, you walked on this water, and you calmed the storms of this water. Lord, you got to calm the storms of my heart. I'm in depression. I need your healing. Bro, it was at that moment that I know the Spirit of God heard me. Wow. And bro, I have not been depressed since. It was that moment that God just changed everything in my life.
Man, bro, you just like, you just gave me these goosebumps because that is one, a very powerful moment, but also it shows each and every one of us truly how God is the true Prince of Peace for all of us if we allow him,
bro.
You know? And I think for me, that is that's a great start to your trip, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
be able to do something like that. So understanding, you know, the importance of, one, recognize that, I want to say thank you, because I know that even during these times of social unrest and pandemic and everything that's going on, the anxiety and depression is so high for anyone listening. I think this is the opportunity to understand, you know, because I know for many of my listeners, they may not be believers, but know that, you know, we share this. This is one of my key things, is faith, and our faith in God is really what gives us peace in our hearts. And man, Sammy, thank you for sharing that. That gives me so much more context of why. Because for many people don't know, as Sammy now being on staff, you gave us one of the best introductions when we were on the bus. And I was bought in. I mean, yo, if there was anyone that was like a legit hype man for like a rap group, it's Sammy Lopez, ladies and gentlemen. Because this guy was hyping all of us up. You have such a big heart. And I think for me, one, you gave us a great experience, and it would be one of a kind. And just like I told Raj, you know, you guys claimed that we were the best group ever with you guys, and I'm hold you guys to that. But I was
you're amazing.
But I will say this. I want to know, when you went prior to, you know, being on staff, what was your experience as a pastor, right? So as a pastor going into Israel, your first moment is God heals you and God just, you know, restores, you know, the joy and peace in your heart. But walk me through, like, when you think about Israel your first time from a lens of a pastor, what were some thoughts and things that were takeaways for you in your first trip?
You know, one of the things that everyone has, bro, everyone has, it doesn't matter if we're Christian, if we're atheist, agnostic, skeptic, whatever denominational spiritual background that you are coming out of or from, everyone has a word that is inside of them, which is doubt. Everyone will be doubtful of something,
okay,
especially things spiritually. Mm. And I think one of the most important things that has happened in my life is when you are depressed, for an example, if you're depressed or you have high anxiety, things are going wrong in your life and just things are just overwhelming you, there's always that sense of doubt, is God there? Can I trust in God? I don't see him, but how can I feel him? Is the Bible truly real? Can we absolutely entrust our lives in this very document of 66 books from Genesis to Revelation, is it possible that maybe somewhere down the road, something was skewed in its translation and interpretation? Is it possible that maybe this was not the place? Bro, everyone has those moments of doubt. And so going into Israel as a pastor who is going through some crazy things in his own personal life due to depression, just the weight of being a pastor and a minister and a leader, feeling just unworthy to do it, all of a sudden baptizing yourself, the very moment that I come out of the water there, it was as if God saying, look, Sammy, I'm real and I can take away your doubt. So it was from that moment on that as we begin to see the scripture, history, culture, archaeology come together. Now you begin to recognize this is no joke. This guy is exactly who he says he is. So when you walk in Caesarea and you see, you know, the place where Paul would have launched out to Rome, or you go to Capernaum and you see the synagogue where Jesus and Paul itself was preaching at, we saw the house of Peter, as Mark chapter 2 talks about. Before you know it, you begin to see history, archaeology, scripture, prophecy, spiritualism, everything come into play, and you begin to recognize those doubts begin to just shed away, bro, because now it's no longer doubtful. At one look, there's nothing wrong to doubt. There's nothing wrong to ask questions. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
Matter of fact, doubt, ask questions, do what you got to do. But when you come face to face with the scripture, when you come face to face with manuscript, when you come face to face with archaeology, when you come face to face with prophecy, and then you put statistics together and it comes together as one beautiful tapestry, you begin to recognize, dude, Jesus is, he was, and he's coming again. Dude, it's amazing what God does to you as you search this, seek this, look at this. So when I was there in Israel, it became real. Again, the Bible, as we read it here in America, we read it in a 1D, 2D type of mindset. When you go to Israel, it's 3D, 4D, because now you can see it, you sense it, you touch it, you feel it, you smell it. Now it becomes real to you. I would say this to your listeners, man, that if any time you ever want to know, is Jesus real? Well, obviously, look in the scriptures and find it and put history and put manuscripts and archaeology and prophecy and statistics together, and you'll notice and recognize if you're a true investigator of truth, you're going to find him to be real. But also, if you have the opportunity to go to Israel, you're going to want to smell it. You're going to want to touch it. You're going to want to feel it.
So true.
John himself said that to us, right? John said, that which we touched, that what we felt, that what we seen, we give to you that Jesus is who he says he is, right? That is what we want, is that first John chapter 1 moment where we said, man, I touched it. I felt it. I sensed it. I see it. I smell it. I tasted it in the hummus and the pita bread that I put in my stomach, man. Like, I can taste the goodness of God all up in this.
Man, that was like a straight bar that you just gave. I love it. I think it's amazing to understand it. And it's interesting because it was something that you guys really did for me to really understand all of these different elements that come together, which for me, I think that as a youth worker, it was like an unlock because, you know, and I know you have this background when you think about students and you're trying to share. And of course, doubt is there. People are always concerned about, like, is he real or not? But it is interesting when now you have the chance to be there. One of the greatest things for me was like, yo, I really put all this together now. And this now really makes sense that I can go back and be able to share pictures, videos, sounds of the people. One of the things that I love to do, to your point, was when we were in the old city of Jerusalem, walking around, I took a deep breath. Like, I was just like, yo, this is the Mecca here. Like, this is the spot. And one of the biggest things that I loved was hearing the sounds of the people. And I imagined Jesus walking through these areas of the temple of the city and just hearing the crowds and people, you know. So I think it's really cool that you put all this together, because I think a lot of times we need to really assess our faith, but be able to piece it all together and not make it so incomplete, like unfortunately some people have done. But I agree, go to Israel, understand the importance of being there in person, and take your Bible and pull it out and read it and try, you know, which I appreciate that you did many of those moments from a kind of a pastoral lens for us during the tours. You really had each one of us kind of like, okay, I'm asking you to read this. And then you would kind of share a soundbite. And I was just like, yo, man, this guy's a real deal, man. Like, we were like, okay, Pastor Sammy, like, we see you. And I love that. So understanding that, I also want to ask you, because I thought one of the fun parts of our trip was the food, was just the el compañerismo, right? The fellowship of the brothers. And really to be able to, in which I actually will say this, and I know, and I'll probably ask you this later on, but kind of give you a segue. Like, I appreciated the political insight that you guys gave us. I appreciated things that I never thought about in Israel. And I really was really appreciative of that. And one thing that I was super appreciative that I don't think people understand is that Israel's not like a boring nation. Like, Israel's popping.
No, that's right.
Like, Israel's popping. You know, like, we went to Tel Aviv, it was popping. And, and I think for me, one of the cool things is that from a cultura perspective, I know that, you know, you kind of threw me off because we were on the bus and then you were like, hey, does anybody want to get a tattoo? And I'm like, yo, there's a tattoo parlor in Israel? Like, what? And it wasn't just any tattoo parlor. Let our listeners know kind of like the unique story behind this parlor, which I think is maybe another reason for anyone that's really into art and, you know, tattoos, that they might want to even consider this, because for me, it was really cool. Because I remember Tommy Nixon, you had my boy hyped. He was just like, yeah, I'm gonna get one. Like, let's go. But I think it was really for me, because you told us to look up this particular tattoo parlor shop. And when we did that on the bus, I was like, which shout out to Israel Collective, because we had Wi-Fi on the tour bus the whole time. We're looking this up, and I remember I was like, yo, I'm about to text my wife because I think I'm going to get a tattoo. Can you let the listeners know what was so special from a cultura perspective of this tattoo parlor shop?
Absolutely, man. Matter of fact, this individual, Razuk's tattoo parlor, Razuk.
Okay.
This family has been a tattoo family, literally, tattoo artist for over hundreds of years. Matter of fact, what's even crazy about it, you're talking about great-great-great-grandfather all the way down to the grandson, the great-great-great-grandson, who is now the tattoo artist who he is training his son.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Wow.
So this tattoo parlor is actually, if you want to look at it, go check it out. It is the oldest tattoo parlor in the world, literally in the world, that is still open. And they have their shop outside of the walls of Jerusalem. Think about this, dude. Jesus, Paul, Barnabas, I mean, these amazing guys who have, we read in the scriptures, literally walked outside of the walls next to this parlor. Of course, obviously the parlor was during the time of Jesus, but I'm just letting you know that's how close this thing is.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is that He does it for tourists that they could have a lifelong memento of their pilgrimage and of their journey. I went and got mine. Matter of fact, every time I go, I now get a new tattoo.
Oh,
every time
really?
I go. All the time, bro. It's like, you know, I didn't have tattoos, but like that, I got to get one. So my first one with this little a sword that says defender or warrior. I do a lot of apologetics, so I like to defend the faith. So I did one, defender warrior. But my greatest one that I like, it is a couple of crosses with three crowns. The crown is my wife's name, my daughter's name, and my name. And in Hebrew, it has our names on it. And then on the bottom in Hebrew, it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's just something special when you're able to take even these markings on your body. Of course, some people may see it completely different. They may see this theologically, doctrinally incorrect. They may say you can have a marking on your body and everything else. Some of you may be anti-tattoo, and that's cool. But on this side, I see it differently. I see it as a representation, man, of what God has done in my life and why I still have my family together, why I'm still married over 26 years, why my daughter, 25, is married to a pastor. Again, it shows what we've done as a family. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so I took this tattoo and I made it personally. So every time I go now, it's like, I got to get a tattoo. So it's now become a habit, man. So before you know it, I'll be 10 trips straight in, and I have about 10 tattoos all over my body somewhere. But it's always marking my year, my experience, what I experience in Israel. But again, cultura, bro, that's the culture. That's what they do. That's what they, and bro, people from all over the world go over there and get it. So it was really cool, man. So, check it out. Matter of fact, if you're on Instagram, check it out, Razoops. It kind of shows his work and everything else. It's pretty cool.
No, yeah, the perfect plug. I appreciate that. Because I think for me, like, I had the opportunity to look at him, and I was like, yo, like, I know one day I'll be able to go back, and 100%. Because I know that when we went, it was, they were completely booked for that one particular day. So, you know, we had to keep going. But I remember that I ended up following him on Instagram, and, you know, it's just amazing work that they do. And you know, with that being said, and just to segue, fast forward, now you have the opportunity that you've been on staff. What would you say for people out there, you know, to understand what really the mission and vision of Israel Collective is, in order to be able to understand this amazing work that you guys have done, not just for pastors like you and many others, because now you're officially on the team, and you guys have also done it for athletes, artists, politicians, students, you know, so many different type of leaders and genres of people. What is this work that makes it so special to be a part of with Israel Collective?
You know, one of the things, bro, I would say that there is a mission behind Israel Collective. The mission basically is to let people see Israel as she is. Unfortunate.
I like that.
Amen. You know, it's unfortunate, bro, because in America, there is oftentimes, not only in America, all over the world, but here's what's funny, there's nothing new about this. For centuries, people hated Israel. And for some reason or another, there's always a hatred towards Israel. And, you know, oftentimes, even here in America, we can see through our mainstream media or through tweets or through posts regarding Israel, there's always this anti-Israeli sentiment, which brings forth a strong anti-Semitic ideology and reality in front of us, right? So what we wanted to do is to present Israel and say, Israel is not what you think it is. And Israel is not what you read that it was. Israel is the real deal. So our focus and mission is to take some of the top influencers in our country, whether it be student influencers, artists, actors, athletes, to go to Israel. Go see it for yourself. Forget what you heard on television. Let's go see it. Let's actually fly in there. Let's get off the plane in Ben Gurion, airport in Tel Aviv. Let's get on that bus and let's drive and let's see how friendly these people really are, bro. Eat their food, drink their drink, dance their dance, immerse yourself in their culture and see who they are. And what's amazing is you're going to see yourself in them. It's crazy because as a Latino, bro, I thought Latinos party. No. My Jewish brothers party. I thought Latinos eat. No. Bro, they eat, bro.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? So the focus is just so that we will be able, so that people be able to see Israel as she is, dude. This is so important. Matter of fact, I would even say this. Let's go a little bit deeper. The Bible tells us, I believe in Ezekiel 34, where the Bible said that the four winds of the earth will come and see her. Matter of fact, the four winds of the earth will come and the people will come to see Israel as she is. So you know, hon, and me and us and our group that went to Israel, bro, we fulfilled the prophecy in Ezekiel that we're going to go see Israel.
Love it.
So it's a part of a bigger picture. And so that would be the mission behind Israel Collective, is to go see her. Go experience her, immerse yourself in the culture, and you'll realize how beautiful the Jewish people are, how rich their traditions are, how good their food is. Bro, the hummus and pita, to me, would like frijoles and tortilla, bro. That would like, you put that together, and there was something special about this. When we sat around, broke bread, people laughing, people talking, reminded me of Christmas, man, and my family, dude.
Yeah, totally agree with that.
So that's the main focus of the Israel Collective, is to go and see it for yourself, so that when you come back, you can at least use your platform as a speaker, as a teacher, as a leader around your peers, around your sphere of influence, and say, no, I've been there. I saw it. That's not what you think it is.
I'm going to have to say, I got to let that center. I don't think people understand the importance of that, and I really appreciate that context and that, you know, a great overview of that mission and vision of Israel Collective, which we'll always continue to push that on our platform, just because it was a life-changing event for me. thanks to you and Israel Collective. Now, you brought up, you know, the word of hatred and I would almost say anti-Semitism, right? And
sure,
I know
absolutely.
That I also know that you're also part of a coalition group as well, of a nonprofit organization, which is CUFI. And I would love because this was something new for me. I know that getting the information of Israel Collective, you guys did such an amazing job of when we were in New York at, you know, right before we went to JFK Airport to go to Israel, you guys gave us an amazing breakdown of it. And it was interesting because fast forward after the trip, I want to say thank you personally, Pastor, because of the fact that you reached out to us, as well as many other people that are alumni, and I had the chance to be able to send students of mine to go to Washington, D.C. for a special event that CUFI hosts every year. And for me, my students, they were so nervous to go because they've never been on a plane before. And they're Latinos, they're families of immigrants, but they had the greatest time. And I just want to say thank you, because I think for a lot of times as people of color, let it be Black, Brown, Asian, I think a lot of times in neighborhoods that they grew up, as hard as they are, to be able to see them go to Washington, D.C., to be able to see the monuments, to be able to listen and hear stories and biblical context, to walk away and be like, yo, Pastor, like, I see it a little different. Can you let our listeners know what CUFI is all about, what it stands for? I know I'm saying the acronym, but if you can break that down, that'd be amazing.
Absolutely, bro. Thank you for even asking, bro. CUFI it stands for Christians United for Israel. Matter of fact, it was founded back in 2006 by Pastor John Hagee. Matter of fact, CUFI is probably one of the largest pro-Israel organizations in the United States. It has over 8 million members from all 50 states, around the nation, and others from around the world, bro, that are literally pro-Israel. The focus of Christian United for Israel is that there is a connection of diversity, man, whether it be political diversity, ethnic, generational, denominational, where we come and maximize our community and saying, we stand with Israel, this small little state as big as literally New Jersey. We stand with Israel. And why do we stand with Israel? Number one, because they are the apple of God's eye. These are God's people. Amen. We stand with Israel because the Bible says, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. You're talking about Israel. This is the reason why, bro, I believe the United States of America is as blessed as they are, because they have always been supporters and allies with Israel. Anyone, according to Scripture, anyone who stands with Israel, anyone who blesses Israel, anyone who prays for the peace of Jerusalem, bro, will come out of it blessed. That is a biblical promise. And so this is the reason why I think America is blessed the way that she is because they have stood with Israel for all these years. This is the reason why we are still a free country and a country of greatness. And I praise the Lord for that he allows us these opportunities. At the same time, CUFI is an organization that not only stands with Israel, but prays for Jerusalem and basically tries to confront the indifferences and the anti-Semitisms that are formed in many ways, unfortunately, around this nation. So if you love the Lord, if you love his people, if you love Jerusalem, if you love Israel, if you believe that God has his hand upon the people of Israel, man, I would say this, man, stand with her. These are the moments where we say, God, we are going to stand with your people. This is what has happened in my life. I will say this to you. People have always asked, you know, what are the three things that you pray for daily? Number one, I pray for the priests of Jerusalem. Number two, I pray blessings over Israel. And number three, I lift up others above myself. Nohan, I promise you this, if you do those three things and you make these three things a part of your life and a part of your spiritual regimen, that every day, bro, you pray for Israel, every day you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and every day you lift up others greater than yourself, the blessings of God will be upon you because you're doing exactly what the Lord desires, blessings upon his people.
Wow, I love that. And it's interesting because I journal every morning, and I think that's something that I will 100% put in my regimen, because I really believe in that. And I really appreciate that you guys do think about, you know, diversity and inclusion of all people, of all backgrounds, and even of any political party, because at the end of the day, it's just education. It's education so that people can learn And I think that Kufi has done an amazing job. And again, I really appreciate the big moments of what you guys have presented. And I know that this year you guys actually kind of had to change it up due to the pandemic. How has that looked for you guys? What were some of the things that you saw that the organization did to pivot to be able to still, because if I'm correct, they still, you know, did the conference, correct?
Yes. And what's crazy, bro, is we still had thousands of people watching. It was
no
incredible.
Way. Really?
Yeah. And it was incredible, man. Matter of fact, there was a couple of times where the internet couldn't hold it up. So there was some times where we had to stop for a quick second and reboot because people are still watching. We still get people all crazy about this, even through a pandemic and watch this, bro, and an economical shutdown for a moment, right? I think all of us got hit economically somehow, some way.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how God still has his hand upon this organization that financially they have not been hit. They've been able to continue moving forward, continue the process, continue the programming, continue the plans of making sure that God blesses his people. It's been pretty cool, man, how seeing this from the inside out and how God's hand has been upon this even since the pandemic. Bro, it's been pretty cool. It's been really neat to watch.
I love it. I think those are the moments that we look forward is understanding that, you know, Kufi, Israel Collect, so many different organizations, specifically nonprofits in general, let it be faith-based or let it be anything else, to be able to pivot and go virtual and to have just as many people that come out, like, yo, that's a win-win for anybody, right? And I think it's interesting that the beauty of how God still brings his people together through technology. It's amazing. I really love it. And I think for me, I want to say first and foremost, I know that, you know, you are the rock star. You're the man of all trades. And I will say that I know that you have so much going on. But I really appreciate the fact that you keep it real. You keep it simple and you tell it from the heart. And I think for me, I want to say thank you on behalf of Fio Pasión Podcast for joining us. I really appreciated this. And I hope that, you know, people could walk away super excited to be able to say, yo, I need to check this out more. I need to look into this. Believe me, you can reach out to me. For our listeners, where can they find you? How can they connect with you to be able to, you know, just in case if they're looking for resources or just to reach out to be able to invite you to come speak?
Oh, bro, I'm honored. First of all, let me just say I'm honored to be on your podcast, dude. This is so cool. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Yeah, you can reach me anytime. Whether it be on social media, if it's Twitter, it's just at Sammy Lopez. If it's if it's Instagram, it's Sammy Lopez 00, or just email me at sammy.lopez@kufi, that's kufi.org, kufi.org. And anything that you need, want resources, want to know more about the Israel Collective, want to know about, hey, man, how do I get on one of these trips? Man, let me know. Love to hear your story. Love to see what we can do to make this thing possible. Because the focus is that you see Israel, but even greater than that, there's a greater focus than people seeing Israel. And that is that you can come in contact with the living God who loves you, who is crazy about you. He sent Jesus on the cross to die for your sins, to shed his blood, who rose from the grave, who's coming back again, who desires a relationship with each of us. So anything I can do to help you get to that place, that's exactly what I want to do. So.
Man, with that being said, so the ball is in your court, ladies and gentlemen. So you guys got to do your part to reach out. And I love that. I appreciate you, brother. I love you. You know,
I love you too, bro.
Gran abrazo, man. And I know that we'll, I really, you know, I will say this for our listeners. One of the cool things about Israel Collective is that we did a couple of reunion Zoom calls. And man, when you talk about just, you know, a familia coming together, It was super cool to be able to do that. And I really appreciate the importance of going back to what you kind of said in your own personal story of overcoming depression, overcoming anxiety, that you guys actually really asked us, like, how are you guys mentally? How are you guys emotionally, spiritually? And I really appreciate that because you guys prayed for us, for those that had those requests. And it's just something that it will forever, for me personally, you guys will always be a part of my life, and I really appreciate that. So, brother,
I honor you, man, always.
I honor you, and yeah, man, we seguimos, like my Puerto Rican people say, seguimos pa'lante, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So it's a good time, but. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Special thanks once again to my friend, my brother, Pastor Sammy Lopez. Really appreciate you, brother. And I hope that the opportunity when I get to go to Texas to visit my wife's family, we can go ahead and come and visit you guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to say thank you for tuning in. We hope you guys felt that this show was a blessing. We hope you guys enjoyed the pillars of cultura and this last pillar of faith. We closed it out with conexiones, that connections, in our next episode. And what else? Please subscribe, hit a like, rate us. Please share this with other people, and not just this episode, but really the journey of what we're doing. So, and to close, I would love to leave you guys with this. If I learned anything this year, is that talent is the engine. Your work ethic is the fuel. And the execution is the nuts, bolts, and the glue that keep the vehicle together. End quote. Artist Joshua Vides, thank you for those kind words, and I hope that you guys fuel your pasión todos los días, every day, 24/7. And we're out.